DHS Mayorkas salutes progress pride flag for diversity. By Neil Monroe on June 2, 2022. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas posted an image of his hand on heart salute as the far left. Pro-diversity progress pride flag was hoisted at the Department of Homeland Security headquarters on June 1. Mayorkas tweeted June 1. At DHSCOF headquarters, we raised the pride flag in recognition of the start of Pride Month. The waving flag symbolizes our core value of and abiding commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. We raised and fly the flag with pride. The images do not show the U.S. flag. The only time I put my hand on my heart is when I'm saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag, responded Rosemary Jenks, Director of Government Relations for Numbers USA. The video of a similar display at the Department of Education did not include any statements, such as a pledge, by Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Mayorkas's hand on heart display shows his support for the novel flag, which is not the older, spectrum-colored pride flag for the gay liberation cause. Instead, the flag is named the Progress Pride Flag, because it displays the colors representing the various conflicting identity groups in the United States that are championed by progressives in the Democratic Party. The spectrum colors on the right of the flag represent the gay community, such as lesbians and gay men who define themselves by their non-heterosexual sexual orientation. The black and brown colors, in the arrow-shaped chevron on the left, represent just two of the nation's several racial or ethnic blocs. The pink and blue colors represent the transgender ideology, which declares that the legal and social status of each person's self-declared gender identity trumps the importance of their male or female biology, whatever their sexual orientation or racial identity. The progress flag does not include colors for white heterosexual people and their families, nor any reference to the nation. The progress flag differs sharply from the unifying American flag, where the stars represent the 50 states and the bars represent the 13 colonies that rebelled against the British monarch. That emphasis on cooperating jurisdictions does not include any message championing sexual, racial, or ethnic subgroups. The progress flag showcases the claim by Democrats that the nation is built on government-directed civic variety, dubbed diversity. Diversity is, and always has been, our greatest strength, said the May 31 proclamation on National Immigrant Heritage Month, issued by President Joe Biden's White House. The proclamation continued, I call upon the people of the United States to learn more about the history of our nation's diverse and varied immigrant communities and to observe this month with appropriate programming and activities that remind us of the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity is not the greatest strength of the United States, responded Jenks, unless you see people through the lens of race and ethnicity and gender. If you see people for the content of their character, then you know the strength of America is all of her people, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, sovereignty, and civic expectations, she said. Mayorkas is a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot who ignores immigration law and leaves the borders wide open, apparently to increase our diversity, Jenks said. In 2021 and 2022, Mayorkas has opened doors at the border to an inflow of at least 1.5 million migrants, in addition to the huge inflow of legal immigrants and foreign contract workers. This massive inflow of workers and consumers has pressured wages downward and pushed up prices for housing and other needs of Americans. On his Twitter page, Mayorkas describes himself as husband, dad, immigrant. Serving as Secretary of Homeland Security under POTUS Biden and VP Harris. Equity is really the core founding principle of our country, Mayorkas declared at an April meeting hosted by Al Sharpton's National Action Network. Justice is our priority, Mayorkas declared at a November 2021 Senate hearing, adding, that includes securing our border and providing relief to those migrants who qualify for it under our laws. Mayorkas described his identity as a champion for migrants in his speech to the 2021 American Constitutional Society, ACS, National Convention. The element of dignity, and the rule of law, those are two foundational guideposts as I seek to lead an agency, as we, as servants of the law, seek to bring justice in whatever we do. And here in the Department of Homeland Security, I think that must guide everything that we do. In June 2021, Mayorkas described his identity as a champion for migrants in his speech to the 2021 American Constitutional Society, ACS, National Convention. The element of dignity, and the rule of law. Those are two foundational guideposts as I seek to lead an agency. As we, as servants of the law, seek to bring justice in whatever we do. And here in the Department of Homeland Security, I think that must guide everything that we do. The goal of forced diversity is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The Biden administration that was supposed to be the administration of unity doesn't appear to have listened to its own 2022 campaign messaging, said Jenks.